From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Rebecca Cook, reading Immortals, The Crossing by Joy Nash. Now let's begin with Immortals, The Crossing, Chapter 1. Her face was pretty, but he couldn't remember her name, or why exactly he'd let her into his bed. Mananon Maclear, known variously as musician, she, demigod, prince of Anwyn, guardian of Celtic magical creatures in the human world, and several other names not generally polite to utter in mixed company, squinted through the gray shadow shrouding his bed and his life. The lilting echo of last night's concert had been overwritten by a repulsive coda of expensive whiskey and cheap sex. It was an epilogue that kept repeating, ad nauseam, like a scratched vinyl record. On a sigh, Max swung his legs over the edge of the mattress and stood. The room swayed a bit, but settled down quickly enough. Truth be told, his head was abominably clear. One benefit, or curse, of not being human was that authentic Scots whiskey, drunk far too quickly in far too great a quantity, didn't plague him come morning. He glanced at the bed. Authentic Scots women, on the other hand? He plucked an empty glass tumbler from the carpet and set it on a gate-leg table with the remains of the late supper he'd shared with. He frowned at the bed. Married? Rebecca? Kathleen? Scowling in earnest, he showered and dressed himself in clean faded jeans and a fresh sea-green t-shirt, then sat on an overstuffed ottoman and laced up his Doc Martens. Decent once again, he considered the sleeping woman. Siobhan? Martha? Elizabeth? Bugger it all, he had no idea. The lass was a real beauty, though, with quite a lot of red-gold hair.